So I recently asked myself this question. Why should people listen to anything I have to say? I should have a pretty good answer to that question. And I think a useful framing is, what do you stand to lose if you listen to what I have to say? Well, that depends on what it is that I'm actually saying. So, the main question then becomes, what do I actually want to say? If I had to distill my message into its most condensed form, what I'm asking from people, because there's always an ask, right? I'm offering something in hopes that it is accepted. So what is it that I'm offering? What is it that I'm asking? What I'm asking for is for people to make a choice. Let me explain what I mean by that. There's a choice between two distinct approaches towards life. One is to embrace discomfort, uncertainty in the search of a higher goal that makes your life worth living in your own view. And the alternative to that would be living in the here and now. The choice is between living for the future or living for the present. The choice is between embracing discomfort and uncertainty in the present in the search of a future that's meaningful to you, or the embracing of the pleasure and comfort and safety in the moment. The choice to stay and fight or to run and hide, to suffer to achieve, or to indulge in as much momentary pleasure and comfort as you can find. You will be inclined to follow one of those options, I hope. And that is the only thing I ask, actually. The question becomes, what do you stand to lose by choosing something? What's the risk that I'm speaking of? And for most people, usually the answer is, I have my safety and my comfort to lose in the moment. And now, as a person who has taken that road of trying to get as much safety and comfort as possible in the here and now, I can tell you that road leads to a place full of danger and discomfort in the end. So it doesn't really work as a long-term strategy. And the problem is that it appears to be working. There's the illusion of it being effective as a strategy because it does work in the short term, because we have this bias of thinking that what works in the short term might work in the long term. You can numb yourself in the moment. This god-awful, damnable thing exists in us called homeostasis, and that's our body's constant tendency to maintain equilibrium. So because of that, the more pleasure you flood yourself with, the more pain the body will generate as a response. Because of that, this is not sustainable as a long-term strategy. And if you get rid of suffering and of pain, you want to be safe and sound, well, you can't really do it long term. It's just the illusion that you could do it. Because if you look at it long term, it's absolutely impossible. And it's impossible not because of outside conditions, but it's impossible because of how we are built. It is impossible because of how our brains and our bodies function, or rather cease to function under certain conditions. So the useful frame here would be that all you have to lose is an illusion, the illusion that such a strategy of chasing pleasure and safety might work in the long term. And you might not realize that, and you might not believe me when I tell you that, and that's fine. That's really fine. I mean, I mean it. You should go and pursue it. You should go ahead and actually try it. That's all I ask. By all means, chase pleasure and momentary satisfaction and momentary safety. Do it. The sooner and the better you do it, the sooner and the better you realize I'm right. I'm not against it. I did a lot of that stuff. You should do it too. But actually do it, not just stay there with a dream of how nice it would be if I could just indulge. No, actually go and indulge. As a philosopher, I'm standing here with you in the desert and pointing at that oasis over there, and I'm saying, it's a mirage. And you're saying, I don't believe you. It's fine if you don't believe me. But at least go and check it out. If you're right, then fine, it's an oasis. If not, hey, at least you know I'm right and you can come back here and we can figure something else to do. But the worst thing you could do is live a banal life full of fear to do either one. To either stay and fight or to run and hide. That's the worst thing you could possibly do. Either go ahead and commit to live in the now fully and the future be damned, or live for the future and sacrifice the present. I'm a big proponent of the latter, of course, but hey, you don't have to agree with me. And if you want to take the other option, take it. As long as you make a decision, as long as you fucking do something. Because guess what? Time is running out. And the longer you delay the choice, the longer you stand here in the desert, not investigating the oasis, but just lingering, pining away with dreams of how nice the oasis must be, the less time you'll have with whatever choice you make. Or whatever choice you try to make after you've made the wrong choice first. And believe me, you will regret any time you waste. I strongly believe a personal philosopher should be a good salesman. Because you need to convince people to buy your product, a medicine that cures an illness or makes them better. A map that helps them get oriented and plan a route to their goals and destinations. So if you get them to buy, it's for their own good. You do not get them to buy for your own benefit. What I do and what I plan to do will be free and will be donation-based. And so the purpose of sales shouldn't be to make a sale. The purpose of sales is to get your client to make a decision. Get the customer to make a decision. And whether that decision is to buy your solution or not, that's beside the point. They just need to make a decision. That is ethical sales. So this should be your goal as a philosopher, to get them to decide. And this is my goal as well. I don't want to convince you to choose my way. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Go try it. I don't think I'm wrong. My experience tells me I'm not. My thinking tells me I'm not. My feeling tells me I'm not. So to the best of my ability and knowledge, I am correct. But you won't believe me. And that's fine. But you should believe this, because it is a fact. And the fact is, your time is running out. Life is a terminal condition. Nobody gets out alive. We begin dying from the moment we take our first breath. Some of us before that. We are all the hero that loses the battle in the end. There's no winning this if you define winning in terms of survival. Nobody survives life. It gets you in the end. So if you make survival your ultimate goal, you ensure you will be defeated. Because it is an impossible goal. The only and the best way to win is to have children, because they will hopefully outlive us. That is why one of life's greatest, if not the greatest, pain is for a parent to witness the death of their child. But you, as an individual, ultimately will not survive. And having children, guess what? It involves a great deal of pain and sacrifice and risk, which, you know, is exactly what you're trying to avoid. Right? You ultimately will not survive. And that is a certain guarantee, the only one, some say the only one of two, in this life, death and taxes, but I beg to differ on the taxes part. I think we should do something about that. But death, that is the one and only constant. That is the one guarantee that I can make you. And the one thing you should be damn sure of, you will die. And everyone you know will die, and your children will die. So if you make comfortable, risk-free survival the ultimate goal, you're planning for an unwinnable battle. Instead, deciding how you will live is deciding the manner of your death. Because every moment of our life is part of our dying process. And this might sound grim and gloomy, but it isn't. It's actually the most liberating and vitality-inducing perspective that there is. So the manner in which you live is the same as the manner in which you die, because you die every second of your life. So think about it. The manner in which you live is actually the manner in which you die. Because every moment of your life, you are in the process of both living and dying. So the win condition cannot be survival. The win condition should be the manner of your survival. The manner in which you live decides the measure of your victory in this unwinnable fight called life. And the first question is, will you fight at all? Or will you choose to run away and hide and cower? And that is the choice I'm talking about. Choose either one or the other. Choose to stand and fight, or choose to run and hide. Choose to investigate the oasis, which I keep saying is only a mirage, or choose to stay here in the blistering heat and find the means of moving forward. Either way, choose something. Because just standing there, paralyzed, not fighting and not running, barely able to move forward, racked by the fantasy of how nice the oasis must be, is the absolute worst thing you could possibly do. Except for not listening to any of what I have to say. But hey, I'm biased. Right? So, in my opinion, all you'd have to lose is an illusion. The illusion that you could be perpetually safe from pain and discomfort and demise, death. And so if I'm right, go try it out and you'll see that it's an illusion sooner or later, and then you'll come back and hopefully we'll talk some more. But if I'm wrong, then hey, you made the right choice. Congratulations. Send me a postcard. Tell me how nice it is there. But choose something. That's the only thing I ask. Choose something. Consider carefully, but choose now or very, very, very soon. Choose, or someone will choose for you. In fact, someone might already have chosen for you. You don't want that. Choosing is the absolute most human thing we have. It's the most human thing we can do. Letting somebody else choose for you when you could choose yourself, that's just giving away your humanity, renouncing your humanity. So no matter what you do, let it be a choice. I implore you. This is the only thing I ask. Choose. Don't let it be chosen for you. Be human. Don't throw away this precious treasure that we have called free will. Choose. Whatever you choose. Choose to stay and fight, or choose to run and hide. But choose. And whatever you do, let it be a conscious choice. Thank you for listening.